Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', people? It's Tuesday. You know what time it is, it's me, it's the Major. Got a real good show for you tonight. A little on a different side. I told y'all we were going to cover everything from the block to the boardroom, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to hit the boardroom up real heavy today, but it's definitely going to affect the block as well. I'm going to still give you guys some ideas on how to really start your business, how to really, what the necessary steps is in creating a mogul mindset is what I call it. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into a lot of things, man. It's just crazy. It's just we got nine radio. It's just Tuesday. So we're going to see me. So I'll let you book.
I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip hop, old school flip flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick tock, and you don't stop. Down in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move. Get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. Report new music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. And who's who? What was it that of this? We're going backstage and you ain't getting text admissions. Better switch gears, this here's a fan's addiction. Listen, process is turn to progress. We got that, but we don't care who got next.
All right, people, it's your man, T-Major. Once again, got another great show for you. Topic for this show is creating a mogul mindset. We're going to get your mind right. But before we do that, as I always do, like I told y'all until November 4th, we're going to get it down like that. If you haven't registered to vote, there is still time in a lot of places to make sure you register and vote. I know for Maryland, especially for the DMV area, I know that the end date was today, which is the 14th. So there's a lot of other states out there where you can still register, actually up until the day of polling. So I want you guys to make sure you get out and register to vote. I actually was able to actually talk to Reverend Yearwood. Those of you who don't know who Reverend Yearwood is, he's a gentleman. He's doing the campaign with TI. I actually had to sit down with him today, which was an incredible meeting. And he was just talking about the importance of this election, just the importance of us making our voices heard. If we want things to truly change in our community, this is a chance to show everyone that our voices do count. And I think that's one of the critical things. We have to show in this election that we do matter. We have to make people stand up and pay attention to our thoughts. So what's going on with us, and the way to do that is to get out and elect whoever. I mean, everyone knows I've made it blatantly clear that I'm going for Obama, but it's really about whoever you're going for. Make sure you get out and vote. Make sure you get out and vote. Like I said, if you haven't registered, please, man, please, sir, please understand that that's something that you have to do in order to vote. You can't just show up on November 4th. I think you're going to vote. You have to make sure you're registered to vote. So make sure you do that. Really quick, Howard Homecoming, sweet. A lot of big events, a lot of big things. Diddy's in town for a couple of days. Everybody's in town for a couple of days. People who've been to Howard Homecoming, those of you who live in the D.C. area, you know how it goes down. So, of course, we'll be there. I'm having a good time. Like I said, if you happen to see us on the street, and you're a member of the website, let us know. We'll have a list. We're actually going to print out a list of everyone who's a member of our website. If you see us on the street, make sure, let us know. We may have a little surprise for you. So that's definitely a good look. But we're actually looking to do something on Friday. We might be doing a big event on Friday. We're working out the logistics now with a couple artists, a couple top DJs. So we'll definitely looking to do a real big. I'll probably let you guys know a little more on that on Wednesday, which is tomorrow. So as soon as I know, you know, is basically how we're going to do this. Also tomorrow, just to give you guys a heads up who we have on the show, we have Dario Wonder. He's an R&B singer. We have him. He's going to talk about his album, Wonderland. We also have Shaylin. She's the CEO of PricelessSwag.com. We have her. It's a platform for basically undiscovered talent and helps them to get discovered. So, you know, we decided to profile on the show because we want to let you guys, you know, all avenues. There's so many different avenues to go in, you know, in trying to present your music and to the public. So we wanted to have her on there just talk about her movement and what she's doing. So, with all that being said, the reason I told you guys very early on in this process, especially when we started back with a new host and everything, that our format would change slightly. And this is one of those shows where our format is changing slightly. Yeah, we're still going to bring you the hottest guests. We're still going to do all that stuff. But we also want to kind of spark your brain a little bit, kind of help you who are maybe in a rut, maybe you're going through something, maybe whatever it is. We want to help you get out of that and help you basically help you help yourself, because it's inside all of us, but sometimes we just need that push in order to really make it happen. So that's what we're here to do. We're going to have guests that are going to help you guys with all aspects of business. Today, it just happens to be me, but we're really going to make sure that we give you guys all the necessary tools in order to be successful out here. So one thing I wanted to talk about really quickly, I get a lot of emails, and for those of you who have been listening since forever, you know, I call myself a mogul. And everybody's just wondering why have I coined that term or why do I call myself that? It's very simple. I started my first business at the age of 19 years old. I made so many failures. I made so many mistakes. But now I've actually worked so hard. I'm actually 28 now, so I've been doing it almost about close to 10 years now. I've worked so hard and placed myself in a position where I can have anything I want. But beyond just having anything I want, I place myself in a position where I can help other people. I've been proven to have influence, and I think to me that's the key with a mogul is to have influence. I've helped people write their books. I've helped people go from making $30,000 a year to $100,000 a year. So I coach a lot of people from successful business people to record label execs who own independent labels. I've done all that. I've helped an artist go from selling 1,000 copies to 50,000 copies as an independent, and that's a pretty big deal. You know, walking around with $50,000, $60,000 in your pocket is always a good look, especially when it's something you're passionate about. So that's something that I've been able to help do. But more than that, I've been through so many different trials and tribulations. I've been to points where, and I just keep it real with y'all, like I said, I don't really sugarcoat anything. The reason I represent the block to the boardroom, for real. I never try to say I grew up in the ghetto, I grew up in the hood, but I have had hood experiences, if you will. I've had to heat the house with the stove. You know what I'm saying? And this is just real talk. Like I said, I don't really sugarcoat anything. That's real talk. I've had to heat the house with the stove. I've had to have situations where from 6th grade to 12th grade, I probably moved a total of 11 times so I could get the best education possible. And these are a lot of things that people don't see. They think you just come out a certain way, or they think you don't have obstacles. Some of us just hit our obstacles early. And I think I was one of those people who were, I say, fortunate enough to hit my obstacle early and still break through that. But even when I thought I made it, I got to a point where I was up, you know, $20,000, $30,000 and lost it all, which is something a lot of people would. From that point, they would quit. There were points where I had a choice to either pay my utility bills or pay my business bills. And I chose to pay my business bills. So there were weeks at a time where I didn't have hot water. And I'm just, like I said, I'm keeping it 100% real with you guys. And what I did was, because I knew how important working out was, I got a 2-week membership at a gym for free, and that's why I took my showers every day, so I can get to work and still grow my business and still sit here today and say to you guys that anything is possible is, first of all, you truly believe in yourself and you're truly willing to do whatever it takes to achieve that goal. And that's real. I have this big thing where obstacles to me are something that are necessary. And a lot of people tend to shy away from them. I'm not a person who shies away from because I've always had this, I have this certain mentality, if you will, in my head about problems and all that. And to me, I feel problems are the resistance that God gives us to sculpt our souls. If anybody who's ever worked out, they'll tell you, if you want to gain size, you have to lift heavier weight. Now, if you want to stay where you are, you lift a lighter weight. And you maintain. Okay? What I'm telling you guys is, if you truly want to gain size, and size can be anything. Size could be money. Size could be, you know, a better family life. Size could be whatever you truly want it to be. But in order to do that, you have to lift a heavier weight. And it's going to be tough sometimes. There are going to be times you don't want to do anything. There's going to be times you quit. I think I've quit my businesses probably 100 times. But because it's a passion and because it's something I truly believe in, it makes it a lot easier to push forward with that. So one thing I want to just keep reiterating is, do not shy away from the problems and from the issues. They are necessary. Because if it's too easy, then all you're doing is maintaining. And I want you guys to understand that. We have a caller, so I'm going to take this caller, and then I'm kind of going to get back to what I have to say. Caller from the 704, how can I help you? Can you hear me, caller? Okay, I don't know. I can't. Maybe they can't hear me. I'll try one more time. Caller from the 704, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, how you doing? How can I help you?
Okay, I thought you were about to hang up on me. I was saying
no, not at all.
I hate that I missed most of your show. I was just clicking around, and I came across your page.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty good. And I guess my question to you would be, your drive that you have, is it a natural type thing, or was it the way that you were raised, even though it sounds like it was kind of rough?
To be honest with you, it was something that was always inside me, but I didn't know. And I think it's inside of everyone, to be honest. It is a matter of how you utilize it. Drive is simple. Drive is finding what you love to do and what you would do for free and going for it. What I do now, it doesn't seem like work. You know, when I get on here and I talk and I do a lot of speeches, I'm in the process of finishing up my book and all these different type of things. That stuff is fun for me. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, I always say this, and a lot of people don't like when I say this, but the hip-hop culture taught me I didn't have to work a 9-to-5. Because sitting in the cubicle wasn't for me. It was never for me.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? I always looked at it like this. If someone was paying me $100,000, more than likely I was probably making them between $250,000 to $500,000. I couldn't see that. I'd rather make $500,000 and pay someone $200,000 or $100,000, whatever, than for someone to eat off me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think the key is to find what you would do for free, what you would do no matter what, because when you have those obstacles that come about, that's what's going to help you push through, because you would do it for free. Regardless of if you had another job or whatever.
And I guess my final question then, you mentioned your book. When is that going to come out, and what is it about? I guess that's a two-part question. What are you writing about?
The book is actually almost done. We're actually in the editing process right now. We're looking to do it about December, and the reason why we're looking to do it December, we're actually planning a big tour. I'm going to be on tour with KRS-One. Going to be hitting, it's a 10-city tour with KRS-One. Every city we're going to have a major artist, from 50 Cent to Jay-Z and all this. We're going to have a lot of town halls. And the tour is really, it's about gun violence in our community, because we feel, like I said, I make it clear that I'm a Barack Obama supporter and I feel he's going to win. But after he wins, It's what we do next. You know what I mean? And I think while we have people mesmerized and we have people really into this political thing, we need to take advantage of it and make sure they don't forget what you know, that it takes all of us. He's in there, but it's not, it takes all of us to help make this change. So I'm going to make sure I make an effort to make that change. In the book, just to kind of answer your second question, it's called the first, it's a 5-part series. So this is the first, it's called Becoming a Mogul. It's called 7 Steps to Guarantee Success. And it's not just one of those you can do anything you want to do type books. Mm-hmm. It's the necessary steps to do anything you want. Because so many times, and then I read 2 books a week right now. I go through 2 books a week. So many books I read are great for cheerleading, but I want a coach. Okay. Meaning, I don't want someone to just, when I do good, to say, yay, you did a good, great job. I want someone to really simple say, hey, look, this is what you need to do. This is how to get it done. And if you do these steps, I can guarantee you your results will be A, B, C, D, and E. So that's kind of
I was going to say, do you believe then by any means necessary as far as your goal, providing the fact that you aren't, I guess, hurting somebody or losing your character in the process, losing yourself?
I won't say any means necessary. But I do think you should push as hard as you can. And when you feel you can't push any harder, push one more time. Mm-hmm. And that's usually your breakthrough. Because some people, see, my thing is I enjoy the process of winning, but I don't despise losing. Because in the losses is when you truly gain everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think so many people, you know, especially people who try to deceive and corrupt and all those things, they hate losing so much that they'll do anything to win.
That makes sense.
And that's not what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not what it's about. If you truly want to make a difference and you truly want to, because it'll come. It happens to everybody. You can look at everybody has a success story, and everybody's had problems. That's why when my problems, to be honest with you, I don't even like to talk about it a lot because it's kind of like, so what? We all have issues. There's no such thing as a stable family. You know what I mean? Sometimes TV makes it seem that way. Like, we think everybody should be like the Cosby Show. But it's not like that. You know what I mean? And with that being said, it's just like you have to persevere. You have to be willing to go through those trials and tribulations to achieve your goals. And it's really simple. And that's really what my book is going to cover, the nuts and bolts type stuff. And that's what this show is going to cover, too, because we want to take people – we want to achieve something, bring them on the show, have our guests really give them an action plan, not just, you know, you can do it, but give them a physical action plan to go out and say, okay, yeah, I know what I have to do. And we're going to help hold them accountable. In a month, we're going to check back in with them and say, what have you done? I think that's the key, too, for people to hold you accountable. It makes it a lot different.
Okay. Well, I'm going to mark you as a favorite and keep up with what you're doing and, you know,
appreciate
and all of that. Okay,
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
All right, you too. All right. Once again, I appreciate that caller. One thing that, like I said, I've been fortunate enough to talk to a lot of influential people and see a lot of, you know, great speakers and great artists and everything. And there's one common denominator through all these people. Is they will not quit, and they will not stop. I mean, I'm not trying to sound like Diddy out here, but it's really the truth. You really have to be relentless in your pursuit of whatever goals you have. I use the water in a cup or water in a bottle analogy a lot. A lot of people say, you know, half empty, half full, however you want to look at it. Where I say, no matter what, no matter how much water, no matter how you look at it, the bottle is always completely full. This is why. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. That bottle, regardless of what we think, that bottle has air in it as well as it has water in it. So the bottle was truly completely full. A lot of people talk about The Secret and all that, and I think it's a great starting tool. I really do, just as far as changing mindset and all that. And one thing they said in there to me that was so powerful but so true was this: when the thoughts in your mind become more real than the items you actually see, that's when you truly mastered that. Well, that's when you truly mastered life, in a sense. And what that means, to break it down in simple terms, is when you start believing what's in your head and you know that you're going to be something and you know that you're going to achieve your goal, and that becomes more evident than what's actually your vision, your surroundings, that's when you got it. It's the same reason why you take two people from the project. One person goes one route. One person goes a positive route. One person goes a negative route. And they live through the same thing. So why does one person make it and one person doesn't? It's very simple. Because the person who made it didn't see the reality of what was going on. Obviously, they know what's going on. They see what's around. They see, you know, they see the distress. They see the struggle. They see, you know, you see the crackheads. You see the gunshots. You see all that stuff. But that wasn't their reality. Their reality was in their head and achieving their goal. And whereas the other person who took the other route, if you will, really all he could see was what was in front of his face. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of people say, yeah, there's some guy better than Michael Jordan who played basketball. Yeah, that's great to say, but he didn't take those same steps. It's not to say Michael Jordan grew up with a hard life. But what I am saying is, it's about that vision. No matter what your circumstances is, your circumstances are temporary. And if you guys remember nothing else I say tonight, just remember, whatever you're going through right now, that is temporary. What you have to do is look ahead, start planning ahead, and create what I call, once again, a mogul mindset. And if you look at any business mogul, any activist who's a mogul, all these different type of things, their mindset is so different than everyone else's. While everyone else is looking to just build, I talk about foundations a lot, and I think, and that's kind of what we're going over now, that's why I haven't went into any particulars, but your foundation and your mindset has to be one to, we call it to create a skyscraper. If you truly want to be a mogul, you have to build a foundation large enough to create a skyscraper. Some of us want to jump in so quick and build the building so quick, there's no structure involved, so it topples or it falls over. It doesn't work like that, and it will never work like that. But if you truly build your foundation and dig your hole, that's the hard work. That's the grunt work. That's the stuff you can't see. If you truly build that and then build your building, you have a building that's unstoppable. You have a building that can't be topped. And that's really what it's about. And that's really when you start to have that understanding, is you have to truly, 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 truly build that skyscraper and build these things. I use a lot of analogies. So think about if you're going on a trip. You're going on a cross-country trip somewhere you've never been before. I know me, but the first thing that I would do is I would make sure my car is filled up with gas, make sure I get the oil change, make sure I get the GPS system. Now, this is before the trip starts. You know, you go get your car serviced, you make sure all that stuff is done. Because what happens is you want to prepare for everything. But why do we jump into certain aspects of whether it's starting a record label, whether it's starting a fashion line, whether it's starting whatever, without filling up our tank, without getting the oil change, without getting that GPS system? And to me, the GPS system is probably one of the most important things, and this is why, because a lot of times there will be detours, and there will be bumps in the road, and there will be all these different type of things. You have to change course. Because it became more difficult to go that way. It might be traffic. It could be anything. But when you're able to say, okay, this way doesn't work, but I can go that way and still reach the same destination. That's when you master the mogul mindset, because it's a, I'm going to get there no matter what. And that's really what we need to understand. You can get to anywhere you want no matter what. You know, one thing I decided to do is I'm going to start to film everything I do. And it's going to be like a miniature, basically a TV show. Because, I I've been fortunate, especially recently, to meet a lot of people and see a lot of things. And I want people to experience this with me, but not just something made up for TV. I want you to experience the real stuff, the arguments, the highs, the lows, and all that different type of stuff. Because it's real. It's a lot of, I mean, once again, I go to the music thing because I talk to so many different artists. A lot of that stuff you see on TV, man, is just that. It's just TV. Y'all don't see what these people have went through years and years and years of work to get to that point. You know, I use Jay-Z as a classic example. Jay-Z started rapping in 89, you know what I mean, but didn't come out with his first album until 96 and didn't blow up until 98. So he was in the game about 10 years before he got to the level where people started knowing him and he had that crossover success. So it wasn't an overnight thing. And I really, like I said, man, my goal is very simple. When I'm dead and gone and when people are reading my eulogy, I want them to say he created more moguls in our community than anyone else. There's a reason why I do personal coaching. There's a reason why I write my books. I can make money in a lot of different ways, but I choose to do this because it's something I'm passionate about, and it's something I enjoy doing. Once again, this radio show, like I said, especially over the next few weeks, like we do a lot of interviews, we have fun, we talk about the music, you know, we talk about politics, whatever's going on, but this here is something that is true and dear in my heart because I want people to succeed. Yeah, I mean, and that's just the God's honest truth. I want people to succeed, and I want to be able to help that because I've been through so much, because I've been able to grasp a lot of the concepts and read a lot of the books. It's kind of like I went through the books so I can present to you what I know works and what don't work. You know, any new book comes out, I read it. I read books over and over and over and over again. My library is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And still to this day, I still have setbacks. And I still have challenges. And I still have all these different type of things. And that's one thing I think the TV show especially will show you guys about the challenges and the things that I go through and that we go through just in general, not just me, but my story is everybody's story. Person had problems, fought through them, made it, lost it, made it again. That, I mean, it's really simple. I mean, you look from Bill Gates to Donald Trump, to all these different powerful people, their story is the same. So understand that you are going to have problems, you are going to go through some things. But the reality of it is you can get through it, and we're going to help you get through it. We're going to have some great guests on here. We're going to have some very influential people, some people you know, some people you don't know, but some powerful, 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 powerful speakers. And we're still going to have fun, man. It's still a hip-hop show. And like I said, we just cover everything from the block to the boardroom. That's simple as that. Right now, we're a little bit on the boardroom side of things, but the block people can understand, too. And that's my overall goal for any company I run. I actually own 5 right now, is creating that link from the block to the boardroom. That's the overall premise of what's going on. But, man, I talked a lot. We're going to make our way out of here. What I want you to know is tomorrow we got Dario Wonder, and we got Shaylin from Priceless Swag. .com. Make sure you hit us up. You can go directly to our radio page. We've got now.hiphopourway.com. If you have any questions for me, make sure you hit me up. You can hit me up at radio at hiphoponway.com. And hope you have a good weekend. And we will see you guys tomorrow. Excuse me, weekend. Wow, I'm way ahead of my time. Race your eyes up tomorrow, man. We got now. We don't see what we got next. You may have some major. Peace.